I'm an addict named Kevin. Let me take an arm and a side, little God, my understanding, and come in. Thank you. I am a luminary of this place. I came here 25 years ago. My clean date is 7/26/92. I haven't had to go back out since then. And I don't say that to brag. I said it because I found a way out in Narcotics Anonymous, because I had nowhere else to go when I came here. I use like most of y'all use. I'm no different. I'm at it just like you. I don't put myself on a pedestal. We all struggle with using, so did I too. So I'm no different from what I shared in my experience, strength, and hope that gave me through Narcotics Anonymous. My story don't consist a whole lot of using, but my using brought me to a point of being under the house at 2:30 in the morning for something that wasn't there. So you figure the rest out. It's not hard at all. So I have no problem when I'm an addict, right? I came from a dysfunctional family. I was raised by my mom and had one brother. And I grew up thinking that my mom loved my brother more than me. And it kind of built resentment towards my whole family. And so my life was unmanageable before I even started using, right? I was dysfunctional before I even started using, right? So I couldn't cope with life at a young age. So I wanted to fit in with something or somebody, right? So I started running the streets at 10 years old, right? My mom had no control over me, right? So at 10 years old, I did what I had to do to survive on the streets. I used and abused people. I burned bridges like everybody else, right? I used people for my advantage, right? And it was always my way or no way. And I always had to be right regardless, right? Because I was smart and I knew everything, right? Nobody could tell me nothing, right? Because I'm my own self-boss, right? I couldn't even stay in school. I dropped out of school at ninth grade, right? I started getting in trouble at an early age. I started stealing when I was 11 years old, right? And the progress of stealing started taking place. It grew as I grew, right? I lost compassion for another human being. I forgot how to love. I forgot how to care for another person, because it was always about me, what I could get, who I could use, right? What could I get from somebody else, right? Never thought about feelings, right? Never thought about feelings. It was always about Kevin, right? I had to be in control, right? So I was brought up with older guys at a young age. I was brought up with older guys that was 27 or 28, and I was only 10, 11 years old. I was raised in the streets, right? I had a street mentality at an early age, right? I'm talking about dysfunctional at an early age, right? I'm talking about unmanageable life at 10 years old, right? I'm talking about dropping out of school in the ninth grade, thinking I knew something with no education, right? At 16, I went to the Job Corps in San Marcos, 16 years old. Right. Thought I was running from something. Right. Thought I was getting away from what I passed. Kind of find out in the jungle was the same thing I found on the street. It wasn't no different. See? So the older I got, the more my disease took the effect of my life. Right. The more my life become unmanageable. Right. The more I destroying people's lives. Right. So it's progressed on. Right, I made a lot of geographical changes, trying to run from something, right? But trying to get to somewhere else that I never got, right? I was always trying to justify my actions toward my behaviors, or toward my attitude toward life or people in general. Right? I can see the forest for the trees. Right? So my disease progresses. Right? As I started using, then my disease got worse and worse. Right? Then I became non-involved with quote society, as they say. Right? I didn't want to fit in with society, as they quote, because I was enjoying what I was doing. I'm talking about having compassion for another human being, right? I'm talking about telling somebody that you love them unconditionally. I didn't have that. Excuse my French, but I ain't give a damn about people at all, period. I didn't like people. People wasn't my thing, right? So, I remember one night, I remember my mom kept a gun at, right? And so I used to steal from my brother. My job, I never had to work, because I always was a hustler, so I knew my brother kept his money in his bank, and I used to go there and steal his money, right, and deny that I stole it, right? So one night, I got depressed because I couldn't use, right, and I had stole his money. And I remember going to my mama's drawer, getting a gun and put it to my brother's head, cocking the trigger. And I remember mama crying, saying, "Don't do it." And I told him, "I'll blow your fucking brains out." Because I wanted to use, right? And my mom was standing there crying and begged me not to do it, right? And I put the gun down and I walked out the house. So I'm telling about how my life became unmanageable. In 92, they tried to give me a 25 to 99 for deliberate controlled substance. I had a lot. And when none of it mine, I was selling for somebody else's. Huh? I was selling for somebody else, and I got caught with it. And they were trying to give me 25 to 99. And God is good. I got clean in 92. February 2nd, 92, I walked out with 5-year probation. To an adjudication, right? And I got clean in July, right? Now I talk about narcotics anomalies. See, that's why I heard narcotics anomalies in a place like this. They used to come here on Tuesday. I can wait for Tuesday night to come when the people come in and carry the message, right? Right? And most of them people today, they are still clean. Most of them died of it on, but most of them that carry a message to me are still clean today. And so that Tuesday they come, when they came on Tuesday, it was some message that I heard. They were talking about going to the meeting, time to get out of this place. Right? They were talking about not using no matter what. They were talking about people loving you unconditionally. They were talking about people could help you once you get out of here. Right? And I kept hearing that. And someone I said, you know, maybe when I get out, maybe I could, possibly, just possible, I could find a solution to my problem, right? So when I got out, see, it's important that you go to the meeting the first day you get out. Don't wait. Your disease doesn't wait either. Don't wait and say, well, I'll go tomorrow, because tomorrow you won't go. I guarantee you won't go tomorrow. I guarantee you prolong the loss of recovery. Every day you tell yourself, I'm going to go to a meeting and don't go, right? See, it don't tell you that in a place like this. Once you get out in the world, you need to go to me the first day. It's very important to go to me the first day, right? So when I went to me the first day, granted, I didn't know anybody. Let me share it with you. When I came to Narcotics Anonymous, I was the only black in Narcotics Anonymous when I came in there. I was the first black, and I was doing a lot of issues, right? I was doing a lot of issues. I've done a lot of prejudice issues. So my first sponsor was presented to me. It was somebody I picked myself, right? My first sponsor was dealing with the same things I was dealing with, right? So I set up an NA meeting, and I was sitting in the back of the room by the nearest door, that when the meeting's over, I could run. I ain't got to talk to nobody, right? But for that 1 hour sitting in the meeting, that 1 hour, I felt some kind of way because they wasn't using, wasn't nobody smoking, wasn't nobody shooting, wasn't nobody cutting, they wasn't passing no dope, wasn't no pipes nowhere, wasn't no needles nowhere. So for that 1 hour, I felt comfortable just that 1 hour being there. That 1 hour, right, gave me a feeling of something was going on that meeting that possibly I could find me a way out. That I could find me a way out, right? So I kept coming back. And it talks about doing 90 meetings, 90 days. I did like 200 meetings every day. I did like 2 or 3 meetings a day because I was in the halfway house, so I could be able to go to a meeting every day. Every day I went to a meeting every day, right? I had 94 days clean. I went home to see my mom, right? And the guy I used to buy with, he was buying my scope, my dough with, he saw me, and he had 4 big old rocks. It scared me half to death, y'all. And I ran back to my mama's house, and I got on the next bus back to Austin. But you know what? I knew that I didn't want to use them with 94 days clean. I knew that. I knew I didn't want to use no more. I knew that, right? And I got grateful that now at 94 days clean, I seen a way out. And I caused them to give me that way out, right? So I kept coming back, and eventually I got me another sponsor. Because the first sponsor I had celebrated 2 years clean, and he stood up and said he had been using, right? Now my disease told me, excuse me, y'all. I have to be honest. My disease told me I wanted to fuck him up. Right? Because he had been part of my life. But the sponsor I got today, y'all, let me see that he's an addict. An addict do use. That's what we do. And I understood that, right? So that sponsor I got today, y'all, I've been here for the last 23 years. Right? I never had to change sponsor. Right? So the guys I sponsor today, is that, see, when I got clean back then, they didn't play. Because they was in the business of saving lives back then, right? So you had to be for real back then. You had to be willing to do the work, right? If you weren't willing to do work, they wouldn't sponsor you. They really wouldn't sponsor you, right? And so I learned in Narcotics Anonymous how to be honest, right? I learned how to have faith. I learned how to trust another human being, right? I love how to show unconditional love towards another person. See, all this was foreign to me when I first came here, right? All this was foreign when I first came here. So when I came to Narcotics Anonymous, I started working the steps. I started seeing a way out. What happened is that Narcotics Anonymous put the transformation in my life, right? Allowed me to grow spiritually. Allow me to be a better person. Allow me to care for another human being. Allow me to be there for somebody when they come through. See, I know a newcomer is the most important person in any meeting because, see, that newcomer is going to let me know what it's like still out there. See? He's going to let me know what it's like still out there. And I know to be free, happy, joyous, and free is a gift that allowed me to have, right? See, I didn't have a father when I was raised up. But I had a stepfather. So my stepfather was killed. He was cut up, burned up, and shot up, right? And I remember being 9 years old, a police knocked on my door and said, "Is Miss Gray here?" And I said, "Mom, the police is here." And he told Miss Gray, "Your husband been killed," right? And so he took us to the spot, and on the spot was just big old ash, a number of ashes there, right? And so it took me 25 years to deal with them feelings, y'all. I'm talking about progress of working the steps is what I'm talking about. right? I'm telling you how the success works in my life. I'm telling you things take time and recovery, right? But you have to stay clean to get to that stuff, right? I'm talking about working the steps. I'm talking steps bring me freedom, see? Because I'm my own worst enemy. I don't need no help to be my worst enemy. I don't need you to tell me how bad I am because I can be bad on my own. I don't need no help with none of that, right? So I'm telling you the transformation that the steps allow me to be free in my life, right? I'm telling you how I got to the point of 25 years being happy, joyful, and free. Because I don't worry today. I don't worry. I got a God in my sense. Thirst, I give me a God of my understanding that works in my life. If I let it. Right? Because we add it. We still like to get in the way. I don't get in the way like I used to. So I know how to be happy, joyful, and free, right? So when I take a three-step prayer every morning, right, then I give it to the God of my understanding that I know that keeps me clean every day. That I always do what I can't do for myself, right? Because I still like to get in the way, y'all. I still like to block my blessings, right? I still like to do that because sometimes it's comfortable for me to block my blessings, right? So I still like getting away. So I learned how to move aside, man. I learned how to be more of being a spiritual person, right? See, I know it's a light at the end of the tunnel. Remember, I had 2 years clean. I was sitting in a convention in Corpus Christi. It was like 3:30 in the morning. And I was sharing, y'all, and God of my understanding allowed me to see the light at that tunnel. It's a light at the end of the tunnel, right? It's a light there. So what happened is that it allowed me to get off track, trying to get to the light at the end of the tunnel, but then again, it allowed me to get back on the track too, right? So recovery is a process, right? None of this stuff come overnight, man. None of it come over years. But as long as I stay clean a day at a time, I got a chance to recover from the disease of addiction, right? Because that's what we suffer from. Disease of addiction, right? I have a chance to be free of my enemy that lives inside of me, right? I have a chance that the God of my sin works in my life, right? Right? Defects, we all have defects. So I learned how to arrest my defects at some point in my life, right? The last 6 step I work is that it allowed me to see that God still played a role in my defects. Some come because I'm still here. We all did some stuff that we should have been dead for, but defects, God still allows to be here anyway, right? So I talk on a spiritual level that some of us struggle with, y'all, right? But it's okay to struggle, see? But you have to stay clean to get to the other side. Staying clean must come first. You have to understand, don't use no matter what. With 25 years clean, I tell myself every morning, y'all, I'm not going to use no matter what. You have to tell yourself that every day. And what happens is, some point in life, to have faith in the God, you understand that Lord that keeps you clean, right? Every morning, I tell myself, I ain't going to use no matter what. I tell myself every morning that, right? At the end of the night, I give thanks because the God of my sin kept me clean. See, I do none of this on my own, right? What I share is not my original stuff. Other people share some of this stuff too. But I'm telling you what gives me freedom from disease of addiction, right? Because no addict seeking recovery had ever died from hearts of addiction, y'all. Nobody seeking recovery had ever died from hearts of addiction, right? Because I know when that newcomer comes to that door, I need to be here. When that newcomer comes to that door looking for help, I need to be here. See? Right? Because I learned through working steps that I have no right to use no more. I've been clean too long to use. Right? So I have no right to deprive the newcomer that comes through that door asking for some help. I have no right to do that. Right? So everybody here deserves to be happy, joyous, and free. Everybody here deserves to be clean, right? Because it's always somebody to come behind the door behind you. It's always somebody to come to the door behind you. And you need to be here for that person to come behind that door, right? regardless of where you get to recovery from, it's not important. As long as you get it, wherever you get it, whatever you're feeling, that you get it. But I'm just saying you need to be able for the newcomer that comes through that door, right? Because y'all ought to be happy and joyful and free. See, it's one fear I still have there, y'all, and I'm scared to use. I'm still scared to use. Every day. Every day I'm scared to use. Every day. Every day I'm scared to use. Right? But y'all deserve to be happy and joyful and free, man. Right? I'm not saying I didn't struggle in the beginning. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I stick and stay. Right? And waited for the miracle to happen. That one day I don't have to struggle anymore. Right? And like I said, I'm not different from y'all. Just I find a way out. I'm an addict too. And I once here too. And I know if you got a clean date, you ain't never got to change it. You never got to change your clean date. Never. Whatever clean date you got, you ain't never got to change it, man. Right? Because we all need you in recovery. Wherever you go, right? Thankful let me share. I hope I reach somebody. Thankful let me come out.